Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The knock came at 6:43 a.m. I know this because I was staring at my phone, trying to decide whether 3 hours of sleep counted as rest or...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Merely as expensive insomnia. Business trips to nowhere towns always screwed with my head, but this Hampton Inn felt different.
Housekeeping! Just need to clean real quick.
I froze. The voice was male and gravelly, like he'd been smoking since middle school. I hadn't put out the Do Not Disturb sign because, honestly, who bothers you at 6:43 a.m.?
I didn't request housekeeping.
I called through the door.
Hotel policy, ma'am. Daily cleaning. It won't take but a minute.
I moved closer to the peephole. A man in a gray janitor's uniform stood there, hands shoved deep in his pockets. Something about his posture made my skin crawl. He was too still, eager, and patient.
I said no, thank you.
He didn't move for a long moment. He just stood there, and I could feel him listening, breathing on the other side of that thin hotel door. Finally, his footsteps retreated down the hallway. I should have chalked it up to overzealous hotel staff and tried to squeeze in another hour before my client meeting. Instead, I found myself pacing the small room while that encounter replayed in my head like a broken record. 20 minutes later, I heard it again, the same knock and rhythm, but it wasn't my door. It was coming from down the hall. I pressed my ear to the door, holding my breath.
Housekeeping! Just need to clean real quick!
I had to look. My primal gut was screaming that this wasn't right, and I've learned to trust that voice. It's kept me alive in boardrooms full of predators, and apparently it works in shady hotels too. I turned the deadbolt as quietly as possible and cracked the door open just enough to see down the hallway. room 237. He was standing there in that same gray uniform. His hands weren't in his pockets anymore. They were on the door handle. He was trying to open it, rather desperately. He didn't have a cart, cleaning supplies, or key cards. He was merely a man in a worn-out uniform, testing door handles as if he were shopping for unlocked rooms. The woman in 237 must have been smarter than me, or maybe just more tired, because she didn't answer. He stood there for another 30 seconds, testing the handle again, then moved to 239. My hands were shaking now. I watched him try three more doors, the same routine each time. He performed a polite knock, recited the scripted line, and then gently tested the handle when no one answered. He moved like he had all the time in the world, like the moment was just another Tuesday morning. Room 243 opened. I couldn't see who answered, but I heard a woman's voice, groggy and confused.
I didn't order housekeeping.
Hotel policy, ma'am. Daily cleaning.
I don't know. I'm not dressed.
Won't take but a minute. Just need to check something real quick.
The way he said check something made my stomach turn. There was hunger in his voice now, barely contained excitement that hadn't been there when he knocked on my door. I slammed my door shut and grabbed my phone, fingers fumbling as I dialed the front desk.
Hampton Inn, this is Derek. How can I help you?
There's a man in a janitor's uniform going door to door, claiming to be housekeeping. He tried to get into my room, and now he's down the hall trying other doors.
A man? Ma'am, our housekeeper is a woman, and she doesn't start until 10 a.m.
The blood drained from my face.
What? Maria is our only housekeeper on duty today, and she won't be in for another 2 hours. What room are you in?
231. He's at room 243 right now. I think he got someone to open their door.
I'm calling security and police right now. Stay in your room and don't open the door for anyone.
I hung up and pressed my ear to the door again. The hallway had gone quiet, too quiet. No voices, no footsteps, nothing. Then I heard it. A soft, muffled crying coming from down the hall that will haunt me until the day I die. I grabbed the security latch and chained my door, then dragged the desk chair over and wedged it under the handle. My heart was pounding so hard I could hear it in my ears, drowning everything else out. 3 minutes later, I heard running footsteps in the hallway. It had to be security, the police. They were shouting. Then the door slammed open.
Ma'am, are you okay? Ma'am, can you hear me?
The crying was louder now. I stayed pressed against my door for what felt like hours, but was probably only 20 minutes. Finally, there was a gentle knock on my door.
Miss, this is Officer Martinez with the police department. The man has been apprehended. You're safe now.
When I finally opened the door, the hallway was full of people. Police officers, hotel security, paramedics. The woman from 243 was sitting on the floor outside her room, wrapped in a hotel bathrobe, still crying. She was bleeding from her head. The man got inside and hit her with a rusty spanner. He could have done way worse to the woman if the cops didn't show up in time. Officer Martinez explained that the man had been using the janitor disguise to target female guests. He'd hit 3 other hotels in the past month, always the same route, always the same script. The officer's expression told me everything.
Let's just say your call saved her life.
I checked out that morning and drove straight home, but I can't shake the image of him standing in the hallway. The patience, the calculation, the way he'd tried my door handle just to see, just in case I'd been careless with the lock. I still travel for work, but now I always request rooms near the elevator, always check the peephole twice, always verify housekeeping with the front desk, even if it seems too much. The neon sign reading Sunset Motel flickered like a dying heartbeat. I sat in my dead Honda, staring at the place that looked like every horror movie's opening scene. But at 2 a.m. on a deserted highway with my phone at 3% battery, this dump was my only option. The desk clerk barely looked up when I paid cash. His eyes were bloodshot, and he smelled like stale cigarettes. The room was exactly what I expected. Brown carpet that squelched under my feet. a bedspread that probably hadn't been washed for years, and walls thin enough that I could hear every movement from neighboring rooms. But I was exhausted. The bed would have to do for a few hours until the tow truck could come at dawn. I'd just kicked off my shoes when somebody knocked on my door like they were in grave danger. I looked through the peephole and saw a teenage girl, maybe 17, with mascara streaked down her cheeks and blonde hair matted against her head. She was shivering in a tank top and shorts, arms wrapped around herself. When she looked up at the door, her eyes were wide with panic.
Please, can I use your phone? My boyfriend, he just dumped me into a cuff with my stuff. I need to call my friend.
Every instinct I had screamed at me in a big no, but looking at her through the peephole, seeing how young she was, how scared, I couldn't just leave her out there. I cracked the door open, chains still attached.
Are you okay? Please, I just need to make one phone call. I promise I'm not crazy or anything. Jake, my boyfriend, we had a huge fight and...
She held up empty hands.
My friend Sarah lives nearby. She'll come get me.
Against every horror movie rule I'd ever learned, I opened the door. She practically fell inside, still shaking. Up close, I could see she was even younger than I'd thought. There was a small bruise forming on her left cheek.
Thank you so much.
She took my phone with trembling hands.
I'm Megan, by the way. I'm so sorry about this.
She dialed quickly, like she knew the number by heart. While it rang, she looked around the room. Her eyes lingered on my luggage longer.
Sarah? Yeah, I'm at that motel. The Sunset one? Off Highway 76. Room 237. Yeah, a lady. No, she's cool. Real nice, actually. Blonde, probably late 20s. Traveling alone.
My blood went cold. That wasn't how you'd describe someone to a friend picking you up. That was how you'd describe someone to...
She can't. I saw her car outside. It's broken down.
Megan's eyes met mine, and I saw something that made my skin crawl. She wasn't scared anymore. She was calculating. I reached for my phone, but she stepped back, still holding it.
10 minutes? Perfect.
She nodded at whatever Sarah was saying. I backed away slowly, trying not to show my panic.
I think you should leave now.
Megan smiled, and it was the most terrifying thing I'd ever seen. Sweet and innocent on the surface, but her eyes were dead.
You know what's funny about people like you?
She said, still holding my phone.
You're so desperate to be good, to help. It makes this so much easier.
She walked to the window, peering out at the parking lot.
Sarah's bringing friends. They're really excited to meet you.
I bolted for the door, but she was faster than she looked. Megan grabbed my arm, nails digging in deep enough to draw blood.
Where are you going? They'll be here soon. You wouldn't want to be rude, would you?
I yanked free and made it to the door, fumbling with the locks. My hands were shaking so badly I could barely work them. I heard the sliding glass door open behind me.
Right on time.
Megan giggled.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Heavy footsteps echoed on the balcony. There were male voices, low and sinister. I finally opened the door and ran into the hallway, screaming for help. The motel was silent and dark everywhere. Where was everyone? Where was the desk clerk? I heard them behind me, at least two men, maybe more. Their footsteps echoed off the concrete. I ran toward the front office, but the lights were off. I ran blindly and entered one of the ground floor rooms. I slammed the door shut and hurried toward the bathroom window. Behind me, I could hear something heavy hit the main door. The window was small and high, but I'm not a big person. I could fit. The glass cut my arms as I squeezed through the window. I could hear them breaking down the bathroom door as I dropped into the bushes behind the motel. My phone was still in there with Megan, but there was a gas station about half a mile down the road. If I could just... Lisa! I froze. One of the men knew my name. How did he know my name? Lisa, we just want to talk. Megan says you're being unreasonable. I ran, stumbled through the desert scrub, cutting my legs on thorns, not caring about anything except getting away from that voice. It followed me for what felt like hours, but was probably only minutes. The gas station was closed, but the payphone worked. The police found me there bleeding and babbling about a teenage girl and traffickers. They arrested three men and Megan, whose real name was Jessica and who was 19, not 17. She'd been working with them for 2 years, targeting solo female travelers for her clients. The motel clerk was her cousin. I found out later that room 237 was their favorite. Good sight lines to the parking lot, balcony access, no bathroom window to help you escape. Now, 3 months later, I still can't sleep in hotels. I can't trust anyone who looks too young, scared, or perfect. Sometimes, the person who needs help the most is actually the last person you should ever let inside. The lock clicked wrong when I closed the door behind me. Not broken wrong, just off. Like someone had been messing with it recently. That should have been the red flag. The Desert Rose Motel wasn't exactly the Ritz, but it was the only place with vacancy on this stretch of highway, and my eyes begged me to shut them ASAP. My hand shook as I fumbled with the key card, telling myself it was just the three Red Bulls I'd chugged to make it through Nevada. Room 127 smelled like cigarettes and industrial cleaner. It was the kind of place where the bedspread probably glowed under blacklight, but I had slept in worse accommodations before. I dragged my suitcase inside and immediately flipped every lock I could find. I secured the door with a deadbolt, a chain, and even wedged a chair under the door handle. You might call it paranoia, but traveling alone as a woman teaches valuable lessons. The desk clerk was an amiable middle-aged guy with greasy hair and a smile that lingered too long when he handed me the key.
"You'll love that room, sweetie. Real quiet. Private,"
he'd said, eyes raking all over me like he was taking in a fresh inventory. Both his lecherous gaze and words made my skin crawl.
"Just a night, Susie,"
I'd told myself as I bolted to the room. I showered with the bathroom door open, keeping one ear out for any sounds. The water pressure was pathetic, and the shower curtain had this weird way of billowing toward me like something was moving the air around. I kept yanking it back. It kept drifting inward, brushing against my arm with this clammy touch that made me want to scream. By 11 p.m., I'd convinced myself I was being unreasonable. Although it felt shady, I reminded myself that it was just a motel with people around. The TV was loud enough to drown out my racing thoughts, some mindless reality show about first world problems. I was finally starting to relax when I heard it. The doorknob turned. Not violently. It was slow and deliberate. I muted the TV and held my breath, watching the knob twist back and forth. The deadbolt held, but that soft metallic scraping sound continued. Someone was working on the lock. I immediately grabbed my phone, but my hands were shaking so bad I could barely unlock it. Suddenly, the sound stopped. Everything went dead quiet except for the blood pounding in my ears. Maybe I'd imagined it. It could be some other confused tenant. Right then, I heard the chain rattle again. The door creaked open, just a crack, some 2 inches, but the chain was stretched tight across the gap. I could see part of the hallway through the sliver of space, the ugly orange carpet and that flickering fluorescent light. And I could also see the eyes of the shadow that was moving back and forth to get a better view inside. It inhaled a sigh as if physically relieved at the sight. That's when a full-throated, ear-piercing scream left my mouth and probably woke up half the motel. The door slammed shut so fast I heard the frame shake. I called 911, but my voice kept breaking. The operator kept asking me to repeat myself because I couldn't get the words out coherently.
Someone was in my room. No, not in my room. Trying to get in. They had a key. They opened the door.
The cops showed up 20 minutes later. They took my statement, checked the locks, and walked around the outside of the building with their flashlights. Everything looked normal. The desk clerk, a different guy now, insisted that only housekeeping and maintenance had master keys, and both of those guys had day shifts.
Yeah, probably just someone who got confused about their room number, one of the cops said. Had a few drinks, you know how it is, ma'am.
But I knew what I'd heard and seen. Whoever it was, they were there with a purpose, and they could return. The thought was enough to keep me up the whole night. The next morning, I packed my stuff in record time. I was desperate to get as far away from the Desert Rose as possible. When I arrived at the front desk to check out, the greasy, middle-aged clerk was back. He looked nervous when he saw me. His eyes kept flickering toward the back office.
Everything okay with your stay?
He gulped.
Someone tried to get into my room last night.
That's impossible. We have very strict security protocols.
Police said only housekeeping and maintenance have master keys.
Right, yes, that's correct.
But his eyes were doing that thing again, darting around like he was looking for an escape route. That's when I noticed the key ring hanging from his belt. Way too many keys for a desk clerk, and one of them looked different from the others. Newer, shinier.
Where's your maintenance man?
I asked.
He doesn't come in till later.
What's his name?
The clerk's mouth opened and closed like a fish.
I don't think I should.
I trusted my gut feeling and called the police again. Turns out, the desk clerk, Eddie Torino, had been making his own master keys for months. Not to steal anything or hurt anyone, just to watch the women sleep. He'd let himself into rooms where single women were staying, stand in the doorway and watch them for hours. Sometimes he'd take pictures with his phone, or just stand there and breathe. 4 other women had stayed in room 127 over the past 3 months. They all woke up with that weird feeling that someone had been there but couldn't prove it. Those confused women checked out early, convinced they were losing their minds. The only reason I found out the truth was because I was awake and screamed. The only reason he got caught was because I made noise. Eddie's in jail now, but I still can't sleep in hotels anymore. Every time I hear a door handle turn or see a maintenance uniform, I'm right back in that room, watching that door open inch by inch. The worst part isn't that he was there. The worst part is where else he could be.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Because he comes with many faces, and sometimes they are familiar.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.